Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. And
because I'm awkward.
Be awkward. Be you all the way. We love you for who you are. Yep. Welcome, everybody, to Bacon Is My Podcast.
Yes.
This is What You're Baking in 7 Questions. Ooh. Today, we have from Texas, from Upper Texas, we have Further North. New song Echoes is out now on all streaming platforms. These guys are the pioneers of Sad Dad Core.
Yes.
What's going on, fellas? How we doing? How was that for an intro? Did I get into like my guy smiley voice? Hey, hey.
It's pretty slick. I liked it.
Very good. That's nice, right?
It was concise.
It was. It was
very concise. I'm
trying to keep them short now. Trying to keep them short.
I liked it.
Now.
Very
sweet. Quickly, guys, just for the people that are listening and not watching, because we got both going on, just give a name and what you do so that they hear a voice and connect it.
I'm Mark.
Play guitar. We talk at the same time a lot. No,
it's true.
I'm Chris. I play guitar in the band. I do a lot of the business side of it, the boring stuff that nobody really cares to dig into too much, but
that's accurate. And I'm Mark from Further North. I play guitar and I do the backup vocals. Sometimes Steve will let me sing the lead vocals. Steve and I do the majority of the writing in the band. Steve is not here. He's our lead singer and my brother. So.
Now, is Chris related also? Don't we have, like, family going on in the band? We have a cousin.
Chris, here? Can I tell the story?
Yeah.
Wait. Save it for the full episode.
Okay, we'll get into that for the full episode. Okay. But right now, what we want to do is we're going to find out what your bacon is. And what that means is we are going to ask you 7 questions that we have curated, that we have lovingly whittled.
They're not deadly.
Whittled down from thousands of questions to just 7. These 7 will get to the core of your Twinkie, that will get to the cream in your Oreo, the nooks and crannies of your muffin. We're going to mine the depths. We're going to go spelunking.
In the cockles.
Into the cockles of your hearts, fellas. Ooh, are you ready? Are you ready for this?
Let's get it.
Question number 1. And you guys can answer at the same time. Nobody will understand you. Or you can take your turns, whichever you want to do. We're here for it. We're here for it. Question number 1. How many pillows is too many?
Man, that's tough. Chris, I'm going to let you answer because mine is nuanced.
So I am married and my wife does the whole 90 pillows on the bed thing.
Okay, lots of decorative pillows.
I'm good with just 2.
Are you a head and leg, head and neck, in between the knees, snuggle buddy? What are you doing?
No, I'm definitely a head and head. I'm a side sleeper, so I gotta cram them all up under my head.
Nice.
Fold them up.
To be fair, Chris is also like 6'4" and like 6 feet wide in the shoulders. Like, he's just a very large human. He can't walk in a room without you seeing. So like, them pillows are doing work for that big head of his.
Gotcha. Chris is not sneaky. So you want the thick pillows too. Mm. Something with some support.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, right. Some support. There you go.
Like it. I like it. Mark,
I'm a memory pillow guy. Like, right? I discovered the memory, like the shredded memory foam pillows, I fell in love. And so I do one under each shoulder, and they both kind of meet at my head, and it's just the right support situation going on there. Nice. And then I also do one between my knees. I was a wrestler in high school and I've got a bad low back. So it's like, the older I get, the more I'm like, I got to do something to take care of this so I can move tomorrow. So that's, I'm in that 2-3 window, like somewhere around there, and anything more than that, take it up too much real estate. Get them out of here. Yeah.
All right.
Good answer. I like it.
Question number 2. I'm very curious about this because, we've had Dallas Pizza. It's, it's rough.
It's Dallas. It exists.
I mean, it's there.
It's a pizza.
It looks like pizza.
In theory,
it tries to be.
But guys, question number 2: what is the perfect pizza order?
Are we staying in Dallas, or is it just like in general?
No.
It's just you. Just you.
Go for broke.
So there's this place in Chicago that I always go to every single time I'm in Illinois. I don't care if I'm an hour away from Chicago. I'll figure out how to go get it. It's called Giordano. The best deep dish pizza.
Giordano's is very good.
Dang it, dude. Why'd you have to do that to me? I was about to say Giordano's. I hate you so much.
Now, don't get me wrong. I like a good New York slice, too.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But I don't like it as much as deep dish.
That's so the thing, man.
What's going in that pizza?
Yeah, what's
what is the order?
Oh, just all the meats. Mark said I'm a Sasquatch of a person. So all the meats and then as much Parmesan cheese as I can get. It's like that commercial from Olive Garden when the guy says, tell me when, and he just keeps going. That's 100% how I do
it. He's got a reload
yeah.
in the middle.
Yeah. As much as I can, I'm about it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm literally the same as Chris. It's got to be Giordano's. If I had to stay local, I do want to throw this out there. If Fratelli, I don't know if they're nationwide or if they're just here in DFW, but they do like a paper thin and no crust, and it's all fresh ingredients, the whole nine yards. My dad used to pick it up on his way home from work when I was younger, and the closest one to my house was like an hour away out near my dad's office.
Okay.
So if I had to be here in DFW, I would go E Fratelli's Italian sausage and cheese, and that's it. Nice. But dude, that Giordano's, it's just it's an experience, and it's gotta be all meat for me. If I got to choose.
Yeah. You know, you guys can go on Gold Belly and you can get that delivered to you in Texas. Like
that's we've done that before.
Chris has.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me and my wife had two of them sent from Chicago for Valentine's Day one year.
I grew up like an hour and a half south of Chicago. So I used to go to I have been there and I've had that pie. I have had a lot of good Chicago pizza.
Yeah.
Chicago food.
Yeah. Chicago food.
It's Chicago food, man. Like I don't know how everybody there isn't 500 pounds.
They just put It started building Portillo's in Texas, and now Texans
very recently
the end all be all hot dog, and it's just kind of funny because you know we've always gone to it up there. I mean, Kuma's. I'm a big dude for a reason, like not just necessarily DNA, but like I like to eat too.
He finally got up to his fighting weight, and no one wants to fight.
Yeah. I have my spots all around the U.S. and there's definitely quite a few in Chicago.
Hey man, we can get into a lot of food conversations. We're not small fellas either.
Heck, I love it.
Yeah,
it's an investment, boys. It's an investment.
It is.
Agreed.
It's a lifelong journey.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right. We're on the internet, so it's a journey. It has to be a journey. Everybody's on a journey.
There you go. It's all about the journeys.
It's my journey. I'm on it.
You can tell your truth on your journey.
Question number three, true or false question this time. Cereal is a soup.
I'm going true.
I like the pauses. I always enjoy the pauses.
I believe there's three categories of food. Soups, sandwiches, and casseroles.
Okay.
Everything can be broken down into a soup, a soup, a sandwich, or a casserole.
Wasn't that who was it that we had on that had the box theory? Depending on where your
food cube,
yeah. However many sides have bread on them, that tells you what you're.
There you go. Oh, that's fair. Ooh,
nice.
Yeah. So it's like if there's bread on just two sides, then it's a sandwich.
I want to say it was sundressed.
I think it was sundressed. Yeah.
Hey, Trevor, he's good people.
Yeah. They went through. they taught us all about the food cube. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, dude.
That whole band's awesome.
That's good. I like that.
So Mark's going true. Chris, what was yours?
I'll say true also for sure. It's food in a liquid, so that constitutes a soup for me.
There you go.
Just a cold soup. Just like borscht.
Like borscht. Like gazpacho. Borscht.
Borscht.
Borscht is the first time. Borscht the first time it's been said on this podcast.
That's true. That's the first time.
I'm super excited that you said that. I love it. I love it. Question number four. Gift cards, lame gift idea or great gift idea?
Depends on the age of the recipient, man. Kids, you got to get them something. I think it's a legacy thing. Like you're kind of like, you're either guiding them into your future relationship with them and like your mentorship with them, because you you like want to get something that means something to you, but can mean something to them. And it's going to like nurture that relationship you have with them. Mm-hmm, but okay. Like adults, they're too dadgum finicky, man. I'm just giving you money. Get out of my hair. I love you. Here's $20. Go away.
I like it.
Enjoy Applebee's.
Yes.
I actually have a Guitar Center gift card in my email that I don't know. Like, I don't know how, I mean, I know how to use it, but I don't know what we need to use it on. So it's just kind of thing.
Gear.
So, yeah.
Well, you know,
yeah.
It's one of those things where, especially for musicians, like
gift cards are best.
Gift cards are great
for musicians.
But sure. If you have this like stray $50 Guitar Center gift card, it's like,
right.
All right, well, what do I spend?
Right. What am I going to get with that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just buy
strings.
12 sets of strings.
Right.
Maybe.
I was in awe when Visa and MasterCard decided that they were just going to do cash gift cards available. Like when they opened it up, I was like, dude, everybody else can just stop doing gift cards now. Like there's no point. Just get them a Visa gift card and then it doesn't expire and they can use it on gas.
Yep.
Yeah.
And gas card was the other one. Like if you know a musician, give them a gas card.
Oh, amen. Absolutely.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Wawa, give them a Wawa card.
Yeah.
Wawa. I'm McDonald's. Actually Wawa, but
yep. Yeah. Dude, there too many tour nights. You just gotta swing through. Yeah. Where are you guys at? Forgive me. What state are y'all in?
We're in New York.
New York. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know about Whataburger?
Yes.
Okay. So down here, the Whataburger gift card that's what trumps all. 24/7. And for us, it's like the best burger, but they also have like breakfast taquitos and like all this other stuff. When I get done with a show, the only place I want to go is Whataburger or my bed.
Isn't it Whataburger and In-N-Out are the big, like, the feud?
Those are going to be that's the feud. Right. Once In-N-Out came to Texas, it was like all the California people were like, you got to try In-N-Out. And then we tried In-N-Out and we were like, but have you had Whataburger? Like,
Totally
understood.
Yeah, I lived in Vegas for a while, and in Vegas we had it all. So we had In-N-Out, we had Whataburger, we had Shake Shack, we had Sonic, those things. And so when I moved back to New York, it was like they opened a Sonic, and there were like lines around the block. And I was like, for a Sonic, what is wrong with you people?
Yeah,
like
dude.
It's a sourdough. It's a sourdough.
It's not sourdough.
Yeah, I know.
He's playing into the times.
Yeah.
He's playing into the times.
They say it is.
Don't fall for it, man.
I know. Believe me.
Awesome. All right. Question number 5. What number is Mike thinking of?
4.
No.
7.
No. Question number 6. What is your guy's go-to jukebox pick?
I love this. So, okay. I'm going to out myself. I don't really care because I think it's funny. And anybody in my band knows this because we live in Waffle Houses after shows.
Bro.
Let's put that on the list.
Incoming. Y'all ain't prepared. Y'all not ready for this.
We actually have a name drop of Waffle House in the song Echo, so it's even funnier.
Mm-hmm.
But we're big stand-up guys in the band. And so John Mulvaney... does I think it's him.
7. What's new, Pussycats?
Yes.
One. It's not unusual.
Yes. I do that in every Waffle House, and it is always the funniest reaction.
Yeah.
People get so pissed off.
I have also done that in a Waffle House.
Chris goes hard and orders "What's new, Pussycat" 10 times in a row.
Yeah.
And then he'll download the karaoke app on his phone and jukebox it in from the highway that he's passing by to order 10 What's New Pussycats.
That's amazing.
Wow.
That's amazing.
We're probably not allowed into any Waffle House as a band ever again now. It's absolutely something that I do.
You need a sponsorship. That's what you need.
Yes.
They don't not let you in.
That's true. And I think it's funny. So
you might be able to get a spot, maybe get a tattoo, maybe get a logo tattoo.
We have
a buddy that has a Wawa tattoo.
Yeah, and they post it
every once in a while and they've given them discounts.
Dang. Yeah.
Well, he got this like coupon book,
right?
He's like, you just get this giant coupon book, and it's like it's got sandwiches, right. It's got every size drink, and it's wild. It's wild.
I love it.
Yeah,
that's yeah. So he's a stock car for touring bands.
Yeah, right. Stock car is a human.
Mark, what about you, bud? What are we talking about in your jukebox?
I have a guilty pleasure of singing Foreigner's "Cold as Ice" at any karaoke I happen upon, and so I like to do. "Cold as Ice" by Foreigner, and then the other one is "Maniac" by Michael Sambello from the Flashdance soundtrack. Okay. It's one of those things because 99% of the time, no one's ever going to order that song, but if they're available, it's going to change the mood in that place.
No one's going to be mad about it.
Yeah, that's not a guilty pleasure.
And "Cold as Ice" to sing it, like that verse comes up, and you're like, oh, my timing has to really be on top of this.
Oh yeah,
absolutely, absolutely. And you can't do anything but belt that song. Like, you can't sing, you're as cold as ice.
Right,
it just doesn't hit the same. Mm-mm.
No, mm-mm. I like that. That's sweet.
Yeah, if someone sings it softly, I will boo them loudly off the stage.
Boo this man!
Get out of here!
Great song! You suck!
Well, here we are.
Made it to question seven.
Number seven.
See,
I'm terrified.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
This is we've had a lot of fun so far. Mm-hmm. Right. Uh-oh. You know, we've had a lot of fun, but this is where we
the rubber meets the road, if you will.
Yeah, we take a little stroll into your heart piece, mm-hmm. right? Knock on that little door and get young Mark, young Chris. Oof. Be like, let's talk to those fellas. Let's bring up some trauma.
Yeah.
Let's bring up something.
Man, we do pop punk. You know about childhood trauma. What's up?
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. So I don't know.
And depending on how you answer this, you may or may not qualify for the bonus question.
It's out there.
Fucking question 8. Listen to that.
It's available for you.
Yeah.
All you got to do is reach out and grab it, fellas. That's all you got to do. Chris. All right. So here we go. Question number 7. Chris, Mark, how do you guys feel about garden gnomes?
I'm in favor. I don't need Chris's input. I'm in favor. The more, the better. Garden gnomes are a unique way of expressing yourself in the front of your yard and telling your neighbors, I really don't care what you think. I said it.
Well,
all right.
Okay.
Owning it with pride. I like that too. Yeah. I like that too.
Wear it on the chest.
The more the better. I haven't heard that.
Yeah.
That's another new thing.
Mark has bodies in his basement.
That's clearly. Clearly.
What's up, boys?
Is the souls of people represented in his yard.
How Chris is not a lampshade in his creepy apartment is beyond me.
Yeah. He's got a leg lamp.
I like the parts of your face with skin on it.
Skin on it.
Put the lotion on the skin, bro.
Chris,
what about you? You look a little perturbed by this question.
I can't say that I've ever thought about getting a lawn gnome. I mean, it's cool if you're into that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on. I'm on something.
We got to run in. What's up?
That's a twin right there. That's a twin. Sudden...
Sorry, give me just a second.
We got two. Nice.
Matched pair, dude.
That's excellent.
Dude, they got to see their dad on stage yesterday for the first time.
First time.
That's so cool.
It was the best performance that Chris has ever given. This dude was beaming from ear to ear the whole time. He was jumping around. Chris is probably our least active like person on the stage while we're performing because he's doing the producer mind. He's like, do I need to do anything with the sound or is everything working? Blah, blah, blah. Right. But like his kids being in the audience, this dude was on fire. It was like, dude, freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Like, dude, he was just playing it up in the best way. And I was like, dude, We got to have them twins at every show. That's like awesome. Moving forward, we're getting signed by Universal next week on the performance alone.
It's in the rider. My children need to be front row.
Yeah. No, the term sad dad core is real. So,
yep.
We definitely are the fathers.
Well,
that's awesome.
I want to talk a little bit about that.
We've had run-ins from Mike's kids as well. So which is always nice. Always a fun time. Always a fun time.
Just
on that alone, bonus question.
Bonus question.
100%.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
We can't take it away from now. Yeah.
We can't deny the twins the bonus question.
I mean,
what kind of shitheads would we be?
I know we look like assholes, but what kind of assholes do we look like?
Exactly. Exactly. So, guys, the bonus question goes a little something like this. It's a multiple choice.
Yes.
All right. So the answer is there somewhere. Okay.
Okay.
Bacon. Is it a topping? Is it a side? Is it main course?
I was waiting for D, all of the above.
You're right.
Okay.
We're from Texas.
I mean, do we look like rule followers?
We accept that answer. Because it is the correct one.
It is the correct answer.
That is what we were looking for.
Chris and Mark from further north, you've won nothing of tangible value, but our undying love and
I thought you almost said inspection.
I almost said inspiration.
Oh, they've won our love and an inspection.
And an inspection. Yeah, we're going to inspect you.
Right.
Thank goodness.
Now, yeah, over the weekend. So between now and when their episode drops Monday,
someone's needed to do that.
I'm
going to
inspect them. I'm going to inspect. I'm not going to inspect Mark's apartment though.
Well, everybody listening, please don't. Go inspect them. Go inspect them on all streaming services.
Where do they find you guys?
Check out Echoes. Everything. Yeah, yeah. Where can they find everything?
Chris,
for at Further North TX, just about everywhere we could possibly slew ourselves to, we've done. It's the internet.
We're on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook,
Twitter,
Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Music, Google Music. Like we should, like every one of the major platforms, we should be up on.
Tidal, Deezer.
Deezer, yeah.
Oh, Napster. Bro. Digging Vine. Deep.
Vine is not a thing anymore. Vine is not a thing anymore. I mean, is it? No, it's not. No, it's not.
They were talking about bringing it back.
Of course they were.
But they didn't actually do it because it was like super redundant.
Right. They tried to bring MySpace back like twice now.
Well,
right.
The kings of sad dad core are wishing that MySpace is back because that's where
the MySpace
that's where
glory
we
days.
Came up on.
MySpace
that's
glory we, days, man. Yeah. Good old Tom.
Yeah.
Dude, Tom was the best. Let's not forget this dude didn't try to get involved in geopolitical situations or like
boxing
any of that
matches.
He taught us all a little bit of simple HTML and then he dipped.
That's right.
yes man, that's I can't wait need. For this episode.
Yeah, me either. So between now and Monday, everybody that's listening, definitely go check out everything for the North. Go check out their videos, go check out their songs, go check out everything on all streaming services. Follow them, like them, share them with your friends, mm-hmm. give them an inspection, mm-hmm. send them a gas card, all that kind of good stuff. and come back in a couple of days where you'll get to hear the rest of the conversation. We're going to talk about children. We're going to talk about maybe some pranks and stand-up comics and all those kind of things as well.
Ooh,
so until then, though, remember to ask yourselves every single day, what is that thing? What, like bacon, could be your topping, side, or main course in life? What's the thing that makes everything that you do a little bit better? What makes you a little bit happier throughout the day? What is it that cures all the ills? What is your bacon?